Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch, the special Thursday episode of Taylor Watch, where we will be listening to the voicemails and DMs that our lovely Taylor Watch listeners have submitted over the past couple of weeks.
Yep.
We'll be doing this every Thursday.
Yes.
We're very excited and thankful to anybody who left a voicemail, sent us a DM, sent us a text, all of these things.
Yes.
If you want to do that in the future for yourself, the number is 347-450-0723, and you can either call in, leave a voicemail, send us a text, or you can DM the Taylor Watch Instagram page. And I think that we will be checking all those enough to see whatever it is you have to say, whatever it is that you want to talk about with us concerning Taylor. And we are thankful to everybody who submitted voicemails and DMs, and we have a great episode planned. But this is the second time we're saying this.
Yes, I made a whoopsie.
Made a little bit of a whoopsie.
Yeah, I forgot to press record. Listen, there's a reason why I'm not in production anymore. And this is number one reason why. I caught it within
caught
like the first 10 minutes.
It was only like 10 minutes. And we're just going to roll it back and do the exact same thing that we just did, which is we had a couple of voicemails come in. We'll play them again
for
you.
So maybe I'll just play one of them this time. Wait, let me just get this girl's name so I can shout her out.
Hey, my name is Kenya.
Kenya.
I'm a huge Taylor and Taylor Watch
Is fan. Kenya the longer
this
one?
This is a shorter
my
one.
Question
okay, okay.
Is,
so yeah, play both.
What do you think
of
the rumors that Taylor and Travis are already engaged and hiding it from the press? Thanks. Bye.
Okay, and then this one kind of rolls into the same thing.
Hey, guys. This is Caitlin from Colorado. I love Taylor Watch, and I just wanted to see if you guys have an opinion on the new Dumois challenge or the latest or the anyways, I was curious if you guys have any thoughts on the latest Dumois drama, which is that
always
in their
the
latest
pot.
Episode,
like,
they are reporting that they
wait.
Heard that Taylor and Travis got engaged on New Year's Eve, and that all of the ping pong titles that we're seeing all over the news, Page Six, Daily Mail, TMZ, is just like a way for people to kind of stay off of their scent, I guess, but they are reporting that there was an engagement that has already occurred. Of course, we know that Dumois is trash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious what your thoughts are on this whole ordeal. I'm kind of just waiting for them to get sued. Anyways, I love Taylor Watch. Keep up the great work. You
Thanks,
guys
Caitlin.
Are amazing.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Happy Thanks
New
to both
year.
Of these people for,
yes.
for these voicemails.
Kenya, Caitlin.
We played them at the same time. Obviously, they have a very similar
topic.
Similar topic.
Yeah.
First things first. Dumois, I am so far removed from Dumois.
It's,
when I we said this before, but I have been like once I said Dumois was dead to me, like Dumois dead to me. Like I'm not even in their circle. I don't even know what they're talking about. And the fact that this is what they're talking about, they're saying that they think that Taylor got secretly engaged on New Year's Eve and
they
whatever.
They need to stop reporting
it's
on
just,
her in general.
It's just like where are they getting their information?
Yeah.
Reddit,
yeah.
fucking TikTok. Again, I keep saying this. Like,
yeah.
It's so factually inaccurate that I can't even wrap my head around the fact that they make any money to make this kind of content that is just lies.
Yeah.
It's worse than the likes of Perez Hilton. It's worse than like some random anonymous whoever on Twitter. Like it makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
The source is literally like at T Swifty 47, you know, 87, 89, 13, 22.
Yeah.
On Twitter.com. Like, it's fucking nuts to me how they still have jobs. And I think that this conversation of whether or not Taylor and Travis are engaged comes about for two reasons. I think one is because people are just, like, they're so invested in this.
Yeah.
And they, like, see the love on TV and they see how like how supportive they are of each other. And they want this
They
ending.
Want it.
Like,
yeah,
they
yeah,
want
yeah.
that bad.
Fairy
and it's
tale
like,
ending.
You have to, exactly. And it's like, of course we do it because it looks like a movie. It looks like a storybook. It looks like, you know, a literal fairy tale.
Yeah.
We have to remember these are people, one.
Right.
And then the second thing I think people are so hung up about this is because, and I have said this, you know, in the universe all the time, that I think that there is too much pressure on people who seem to be in love and are newly dating. How long? 6 months?
We decided? 6 months. Yeah.
6 months these two have been dating. That people... If they are in love, they need to get engaged. They need to get married. They need to have kids.
Yeah.
It needs to happen right now.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why it's taking everybody so long to move past that, like, societal pressure.
Yeah.
Like, that it is null and void when it comes to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. There is no point there's not a timeline. There's not a time constraint. There's not, like, they're the richest people and they're together. And if Taylor wants to have kids when she's 50 years old, she can have kids when she's 50 years old. Like, they can get married. They can not get married. They can do whatever they want. They can shape relationships and make it something different. An engagement doesn't automatically mean that your relation doesn't make your relationship any more serious than it does if you are in love and you're together and that's how you decided to be in your relationship.
Like,
it's crazy to me that people are never satisfied.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. I think seeing like celebrity couples show PDA and stuff, like you said, you just kind of want more. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate sign of PDA is an engagement, I guess, or like a public engagement.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't see her getting like secretly engaged. I don't know. I feel like she would wear a big ring and be really happy about it and vocal about it. And I don't know. She's going to be so busy till October 2024. Like,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, people who think like, oh yeah, let's get engaged right now. And then I'm going to go on tour for the entire year and maybe see you here and there. Like, it's not an international tour, not just like I'm flying across the country. Like, I'll visit you in Kansas City. Like, there's none of that. Like, she'll be, you know, in places as far as like Australia, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Even her trip from Tokyo to Vegas, which confirmed that she's going. Page Six confirmed it. I oftentimes don't trust Page Six, but I wrote a blog about it and I said that I think this is an innocuous rumor. I think like fucking duh, she was going to the Super Bowl. So, but whoever the source is talking to Page Six, I'm sure it's real. I can't imagine a world where she doesn't go.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
Even that alone is she's in Tokyo, she flies back for the Super Bowl, and then she has to fly back the following weekend to Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah,
or something.
It's crazy.
And so she will be on the other side of the world for the for a long time.
Yeah,
I know that she comes back around through Europe in May again. I get to go, and but it's like she's not close, so it's not like, you know, they're gonna have a lot of time. And then, you know, once Travis. I don't know how much time football players have off. I don't think it's very much.
No,
like,
I don't think it's really that much time. I don't know
at all.
Like when training camp starts. I want to say like
I feel like
spring.
Yeah, I feel like spring or summertime.
Yeah.
But even then, like you can't just like it's not like you can slack off.
No, in
a couple of months because you got to keep your body in shape. You got to keep your head in the game always. Like you sign up for that life.
Yeah.
So they're both busy people. Nobody wants their first year of engagement to be. I'll maybe see you once a month for the first like time, you know, year that we're together. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, and that's not to say that we're not rooting for an outcome like that.
No, yeah.
Of course.
What? Oh my God.
If they're in love and they want to get engaged and they want to get married, I can't wait. I'll be the flower girl. Like, I'll catch the bouquet.
No, seriously.
Like, I'll do anything. I'll be the usher. I'll be the priest. I'll do whatever. Cameraman, I will do whatever job it is to support that union.
I'll carry the hors d'oeuvres.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll do what the fuck ever. I'll park cars outside. I don't care what needs to be done to show that I am supportive of it. I will do it.
Yeah.
But I also hate the idea of people like forcing this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's me projecting a little bit. But I just, you know, I just, I don't like it.
Yeah.
You can be happy and successful without being engaged.
Yeah. No.
And in,
totally.
A, and in a loving relationship without being engaged.
I think it's a representation of how a lot of women feel these days. You know, when you're in your 30s, it's like, it's so different now than it was 20 years ago. Like, women are independent individuals who do not need an engagement or a marriage to fulfill their life, you know?
Completely.
So.
Or to validate the relationship.
Yes,
Like, that's another thing, too. It's like, I don't feel like engagements and marriage mean anything when it comes in terms of, I can't think of the word. When it comes to like healthy relationships and healthy long term, like, you know, living your life together.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, my sister,
people get fucking divorced all the time.
Yeah. My sister
no
and
offense.
Her fiance were dating for like 6 years.
Right.
Like, everyone has different timelines.
Everyone is completely different in their own right. And whether you decide to do it or not to do it, when you do it is nobody's fucking business but your own. Dumois.
Yep.
So back the fuck up.
Yeah.
Stop spreading lies as always.
Legit.
When are they gonna be?
All
like,
Dumois keeps asking me.
Yeah.
Is when I'm gonna be a brat. Literally, I can't with them. They're so fucking annoying.
It took me a minute, Gia. It took me a minute to realize. I was what is this?
It was
key?
Also really off. It was really off key. Really off key. I'm sorry for that. Fitting Dumois.
The only
there.
Kind of girl they see is a one night or a wife.
That's facts. Yeah.
I found it dizzy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Next voicemail. I'm loving
this. Hi, Taylor Watch. I have one question for you. My name's Maya.
Hey, girl.
I love your guys' show. You guys are doing amazing. I have one question
for
you.
Her voice is so cute.
I know. I'm going to cry.
Taylor, did the Super Bowl and, like, headline the Super Bowl, what would be your dream set list? I know it has to be fun. I know, like, the fans have got to get into it in the stands. But what would be your guys' personal dream set list? Okay, love you. Have a great day. Keep making. Keep working.
Love you too.
Love you too, girl. I thought this is hard because the Super Bowl
is impossible.
How long is the Super Bowl halftime show? Like 10 minutes?
I think the performance itself is like 10 minutes. I think with all the pomp and circumstance, it's like 20 because they have to set it up.
Right, they have to
do like it's you know, they set up the stage, clear the field. Like I do think all in all it's like 30 minutes.
Right.
But I think the performance aspect is only like 10 or 15. We'll have to keep track this year when Usher performs. But it's funny that this came up because I just saw someone post a similar thing on Twitter who shared, being like, the NFL is really trying to lock Taylor in for 2025. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, I kind of don't want her to ever do the Super Bowl because I just feel, I just feel like she is, I don't know, she is... she's better than it. Like,
yeah,
is that bitchy to say?
There's another voicemail that I have here. Okay. Let me play it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Hi. So my name's Nora.
Hey, Nora.
I'm such a big fan. I love you guys. I love Taylor. Kelly, I've been with you since because we got high.
Oh my God. Thanks.
Anyway, my question for Taylor Watch is, do you guys think Taylor Swift is now too big for the Super Bowl halftime show, because I've had a lot of conversations about this with other people, and I just think she is now too big to do the halftime show, and I don't think she will ever do it. Some people disagree with me, so I'd love to know your thoughts. Thank you.
Thanks, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly kind of what we were saying. Like, I think that
people are already
good for it.
Yeah, people are already, like, dissatisfied with the set list for the Eras Tour, which is a fucking 3.5 hour set list. Mm-hmm. And people are still like, oh, but what about this song? I can't believe she didn't put this song. So people will never be happy.
No.
A 3 hour set list versus a 10 minute set list. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how people would feel if she missed certain songs for the Super Bowl, where she has so much less time. So it's like no one can ever win with that.
Completely. And here's what I think. If she one, I think that she's too big for the Super Bowl. I agree completely with this girl. I think that it's not that, you know, I keep saying like she's too good for it. I'm not saying that it's above her. Obviously, she's, you know, she goes to the NFL games or she's above it, whatever. She goes to all these NFL games, whatever. I feel like the value that the Super Bowl gets out of her being a performer now is just too disproportionate. Like that is such a get for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's nothing will ever, no amount of money, no amount of like press or anything will ever be like big enough to make up for how much money that would make the NFL.
Yeah.
And I also think that
I can't even imagine how much they would have to pay her.
No, completely. And they don't pay people for the Super Bowl.
Oh, they don't?
No. As far as I looked this up recently and as far as I can tell, they don't pay people for the Super Bowl.
I guess that makes sense.
And yeah, it's like a, you know, whatever.
It's like an automatic.
Right. Something like, as far as I can tell, I don't know if that, like a few Google searches told me no, but I don't know if people have been or what.
Right.
Don't tell my throat about that, but look it up on your own and let me know, honestly, because I really don't know. But I think if she were to do it, it would either have to be a medley. Like, it would have to be 10 minute, like a big booty mix, but Taylor Swift, you know what I mean?
Yes, totally.
With at least one song from every album.
Yeah.
Mash up with others.
Like a minute from each album, maybe?
Yes, like a minute from each album, like a total mashup, freak out transitions, like whatever. I don't even know if she moves from the stage. Like, I think that she stands in one place and people do shit around her and she's...
Right.
Like rattles off all this shit.
It just sounds exhausting.
It sounds exhausting. But again, for 10 minutes, like you can jumping through, she's playing guitar, doing whatever.
Yeah.
Like I think that's, you know, whatever. That's option number one.
Yeah.
Option number two, she gets to the center of the field. She has a piano there, ooh, and it's just her, and she sings All Too Well 10-minute version.
That's
and that's it. That's what and no one needs to know anymore.
That's what I was
going to
say. Honestly, I wouldn't even be mad if she just did All Too Well 10-minute
version.
Neither
would I.
Like, all right, I'm done.
That's it. Like, yeah, walk out, play one song, play the fucking song. Maybe we got lost in translation.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I asked
for
too much.
The entire stadium's fucking crying.
And no, literally, like, I would be, I have chills right now.
Yeah,
about it. Like,
I know. That'd be kind of sick.
It would be sick. Yeah. Like, now I'm kind of like, all right, do that.
Yeah.
Or just sing, like, you know, do the Illicit Affairs performance, yeah, like for 10 minutes.
Like a full interpretive dance.
Exactly.
Yeah, she has so many hits and hits where she could just do like a 22 blank space, you
well,
know.
That's,
but
that's
like,
too, it's like she would have to play all the singles and the hits and things that like,
I would
everyone
honestly,
knows, but I don't.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't.
I'm like, I like those songs, but I want to hear the
deep
scream
cuts.
My lungs
yes,
out. Songs.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Which I feel like people have that issue with the Eras Tour set list as well. Like, people are like, we want the deep cuts
completely,
but the deep cuts, you know, they don't.
They're not for
they
all.
Don't please the masses.
Yeah, they don't. They
yeah.
do not appeal to the masses, yeah. especially the Brads, Dads, and Chads in
right.
the football stadium. They're not going to understand. But that's why I think like. It's a big booty mix, Taylor Swift version, 10-minute
yeah.
version, or it's All Too Well 10-minute
yeah.
version, and you just say, fuck the dads, Brads, and Chads.
Yeah.
All the girls
we're
in
crying.
The place are going to cry.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We're all going to cry.
This one's for the ladies.
This is a spiritual
and
experience.
And my brother. My brother also loves that
and
song.
And your brother, of yeah. course. Yeah, 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 of course. He's
okay.
always included.
Okay. This one.
That was a good question.
Okay,
yeah, good question.
Hello, lovely ladies. I think this is the right number. It was weird putting me through. So I just want to say, I've been an OG fan, blah, 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 Wine with Kelly. I don't,
yay.
I know you don't want to listen to Wholesale, but I'm an OG fan through it all, Kelly
thank
Anthea.
You.
Love you, girl.
My Taylor thought is I feel like Taylor has all of her re-recordings. Actually, I know she has all her re-recordings, and I feel like Reputation is ready to drop. Like, everyone on her team knows she has it, and she's waiting for the right moment to be like, okay, today's the day. So I feel like there's not a planned date for it. It's just ready. And her team is ready. And they're waiting on her to give the go for when some shit goes down because you know it's going to happen. It's inevitable. I'm just going to leave it at that because, you know. But big fan, love you both. Please have this podcast stick because I'm tired
yeah,
of being disappointed.
Please, bitch. Yeah. Like, me fucking
yeah,
too.
Yeah, me too, girl.
Me fucking too.
Me too, girl. I hope
help
this
us.
Sticks.
Subscribe.
That's what, yeah,
please,
that was so
tweet
funny.
Tweet
at
Dave. Tweet at Stuhl Presidente. I
yeah.
love Taylor Watch the most. Barstool
yeah, be like,
Sports
it's
the best.
My favorite podcast
it's my favorite
in the
podcast
world.
Ever. Like,
yes.
please, God.
Yeah.
But,
I like this theory because
I like it too.
I feel like if she said this maybe like 3 months ago, I would mm-hmm. say maybe no, because I feel like she was at Electric Lady a lot and mm-hmm. was it Ed Sheeran there too? Like,
everybody's been
yeah,
there. Like
yeah.
she's been bringing in a lot of people. Ed Sheeran was there. I think I might be lying, but I think Future was also there.
Yeah,
people
I don't know.
Thought months ago that it was a Reputation Taylor's
like
version.
Listening party, right? Yeah.
Right. That was a long time ago. Everybody was wearing all black and
yeah.
like sneaky stuff and whatever. And that was, I think, like in the fall, like maybe
yeah.
October, November. I forget exactly. But that to me shows me that obviously these albums are done being re-recorded ahead of their release dates. We all know that. To the extent of how finished they are,
yeah.
I think is still kind of a mystery.
Yeah.
Because I do think that, like, I'm sure the songs that already exist are all pre-recorded, like are all already re-recorded and done. You know what I mean? Like the songs that are already on the album.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Versus
yeah.
like the vault tracks,
right?
Which I think those probably take a little more time. You know, she's writing essentially like writing all these new songs.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, that she has always said that she has had them written. She has them in mind, but that doesn't mean that they are.
She definitely makes tweaks and changes.
Totally.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're done. It doesn't mean that the sound is quite there yet. Like writing out lyrics to something doesn't immediately make it a song. And it's a lot of work that goes into it, and
yeah.
a lot of people that help produce it and whatever. So I think that that's a big part of it, and I'm sure that's kind of what holds things up. We also know that a lot of the albums are held up for legal reasons, like you know, trademark stuff. They're still arguing with things like that. I know Debut album, I think, is dealing with it the most.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard from the streets. Is
okay.
that is that the copyright stuff, like the images and some of the song names, she's had to like jump through hoops.
Interesting.
There was something going on with Shake It Off before 1999 came out.
Okay.
I think somebody said it was supposed to come out sooner than it did, but there was some sort of like copyright situation with Shake It Off.
Interesting.
And like I really don't know the deep details on that, but I do know that there is more like legality issues behind the scenes than we're being made privy to, based on the people who like search up these things. Like,
right.
You know, you can search all this information.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how
either.
To look up the legal documents.
Yeah.
But people do. And so, yeah, but reputation, Gia, there is not anything in this world that I need more right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Than
Kelly
reputation,
needs
Taylor's
reputation
version.
To come out.
I am in. For people that don't, like, I'm not even going to get into it that much, but for people that are not intertwined with the main part of Barstool, which is Barstool, and only know us from Taylor Watch or, like, Chicks in the Office or Plain Bree, whatever you know us from, there's been a lot of drama happening.
A lot of drama.
Within the walls of Barstool Sports, and I am embroiled right in the middle.
Unfortunately,
I'm
right are
in
the
bitch.
Golden snitch. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I am the golden snitch, and I've been caught a bunch of times. Holy shit, people are not, it is relentless, and people were waiting for it. They were like chomping at the bit to get me on something, and I made a mistake in thinking that something wasn't important enough to talk about online and on like a streaming thing, Barstool Radio, and turns out it was.
Apparently.
And then our show got canceled. So
Added to the list.
To the fucking canceled shows.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's exhausting. It's exhausting me fully.
Yeah.
So that's all happening. A lot of that was a result of, like, you know, we're playing games, we're poking fun, whatever. One person took it too far, and it ruined everything for everybody else.
Yep.
And so now that's tough. And, in that quote unquote takedown, it was implied that I am lazy. And that, I don't care about anything you say about me ever. But to call me lazy is so infuriating.
It's
in
so
the way
rude
that, like,
and just not true. And like the guy who said it is literally the most irrelevant person in the entire world.
Like, not even a full-time employee.
Yeah.
Like, not even doesn't know me at all.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely has nothing to do with my life whatsoever. doesn't work here in this office.
It's crazy.
Works in Ohio, if we're being real. Like,
works
in Ohio.
Yeah.
His name's Tate. You can look him up. Works at a works at a school,
teaches
girls basketball, which I don't know how you teach girls basketball and then
you try to undermine women.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, whatever. You guys, if you're interested in all that drama, you can go looking for it because you can find it. And it's just kind of, it's been weighing on me this week, being called lazy. Nothing else. I understand I fucked up with the radio thing. However, I am still really stuck on being called lazy. And the trolls, the internet commenters, the people that are online, not our Taylor Watch kings
never,
and queens.
Never.
You guys would never treat me like this. But there's a subset of people who really treat me like dirt, and they are coming out in droves. They cannot wait to call me a whore online and a piece of shit and whatever.
It's disgusting
the way
people act.
So with all that happening, all I've been wishing for is for me to get
the
upper hand back.
Yeah, right.
This list of things to do is kilt Ohio State. slice his throat open, not kidding. Then I need to get the upper hand again.
Yep.
And then I need Taylor's version of Reputation to come out so I can just like
make like a montage video of like you like looking hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like I need to make a montage video of me looking hot and like reclaiming my crown.
Yeah,
because
it's
fallen a little, but it's not taken away. It's just fallen down. I just need to pick it back up and put it on. So I'm waiting for Reputation Taylor's version for that to happen.
Taylor, help her girl out, please.
Help us. Yes. Come on. Her life and my life have always lined up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that before, I think. She's 1 year older than me, and she's always 1 year ahead of me.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen.
I really hope it does. If she's just sitting on it, then, like, girl, what are you waiting for? Like,
come on. It's a plan that has to, like, I'm still convinced it's going to be, like, this fucking week. Like, what if it's, tomorrow? What if it's
Tokyo
today?
Tokyo would be really, really, really cool. Like, her coming out and all the different black outfits would be sick. Like,
Definitely. Black
and green outfits would be really, really cool. So I can see her waiting for that to do it during the concert moment because everyone freaked out with the blue outfit.
And it was so fun.
Yeah. So I could see her doing something like that.
Speaking of, it's finally time to figure out what time we have to wake up to watch Taylor's concerts in Japan.
Okay.
They are, in fact, 14 hours ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I kept saying 12.
I know, me too.
And so it's a 13-hour flight.
Okay.
But they are 14 hours ahead.
14 hours, damn.
So it's currently 4:52 a.m. It's 2:52 p.m. here.
Okay.
So if the concert starts at 6, 7 o'clock, Japan time, then we are going to have to get up at...
Like 9?
No. We're going to have to get up at 5?
A.M.?
5 a.m. Because, yeah, because they're... Because then it would be 5 p.m. would be 12. And then 14. So we're going to have to get up at 5 a.m. I'll get up at that time. For Taylor, for this potential announcement, I will get up at that time.
Yeah.
You don't have to commit.
Thank
but
you.
I'm committing. I am committing to it because I have to see
it. I really
this
don't.
This one means a lot to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I just don't know if I could do that.
I will do it. I will take a nap.
Maybe I'll miss like the first like hour of the show, you know? Yeah. Like I'll wake up at 6.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll take a nap at night. I love a nap at
okay.
night. Nothing I love more than coming home 7 o'clock, passing out on
oh,
the
yeah.
couch.
I do
and then
that
waking
all the time.
Up at midnight and not being able to sleep.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah.
But in this case, it will help me. I will do it. I will prepare. We know the dates already, so no excuse. And that is what we will do. Mm. I will do. And I just pray to God, like, if I wake up at 5 a.m., like, 3 days in a row, and it doesn't happen, then I don't know what I'll do. Like, clown mask forever.
Yeah, I know.
Permanent, like, a permanent tattoo of a clown on my face. Like, I can't play games anymore. I need it. At this point, it's like, before I needed it, I wanted it. I wanted to, like, feel like a bad bitch, whatever.
Yeah.
No, I need
she
this.
Needs it.
I can't make a comeback until this comes
yes.
out.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with.
So the ball's in your court, Taylor.
Ball's in your court, Tay.
Okay.
Tay. It's a Trav call.
I know. It's so cute.
Oh, did you send me that video of the little girl getting, or maybe I retweeted it, of the girl watching. Actually,
That's Taylor.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so cute.
So cute. Hold on, wait. I want to read it because it had something nice like written as well. It's just, this little girl is watching football with her dad. Her dad's holding her up. Little girl, meaning like literally like 2 or 3 years old, like so young. And Tavis Nation retweeted it or posted it and said, this is what it's all about. And it's this little girl and her dad watching the AFC Championship trophy ceremony. And they show Taylor on the screen and the little girl is watching intently. And she goes, that's Taylor.
Yeah.
And then then Travis comes on the screen and she goes, Uncle Trav. Yeah. Just like his
it's
real
so
nieces
cute,
do.
Uncle
it
Trav.
Is so adorable. And again, back to like, you know, people bitching about her being around, whatever, like. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Like little girls are interested in football because Taylor Swift is
there.
Yeah,
it's very cute.
And that to me is, how do you say no to that?
I know.
That's amazing.
Like, what's wrong with that? Yeah.
I wish I had that. I wish that Taylor Swift, when I was a little kid like that, I wish that Taylor Swift was at the football games because my dad and I could have bonded over it. You know? We're bonding over it now. We text about it every week.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
it's
really
crazy.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you see my mom defending Taylor on Twitter?
No.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Oh, I don't know if I sent you it.
Or did you?
I don't think I did.
I didn't realize it was your mom if you did.
She has been on a Taylor defending rampage recently.
That's a Swiftie right there.
Let me see if I can find it really quick. But she tagged us in a thread and she was like, I think you guys would love this thread. And it's like all like this, like the deeper meanings of like Taylor Swift songs.
Oh,
it's
yes.
So
you did send me that.
Yeah.
You did send me that. Yes, yes, yes. I didn't realize it was your mom. That's so funny.
Yeah.
So cute.
I thought I liked it, but maybe I kind of just.
I thought you totally sent it to me too.
I know. Me too. Wait, let me. I don't want to.
Maybe via text?
Yeah. Via text?
Could have been. No.
Oh, there was like that woman that was like calling her boring. Did you see that? There
no.
was like this freak lady, Megan Murphy.
Yeah, yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Whatever. She like basically said that like Taylor's face is boring.
Oh,
blah,
please.
Blah, blah.
Get over yourself.
My mom.
You're boring.
My mom responds and goes, women like this are really so completely out of touch. Everyone says she's brilliant and she's not, in quotes. Anyone who can connect deeply with millions of fans across the globe, with fans across age groups, is as brilliant as it gets. Oh, the boring face comment is pathetic. I was
yes,
like, fucking
bitch.
Get her ass.
Get her ass.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Love that. My mom is fighting trolls right now. I had to tell her to cool it off because she was,
It's the Barstool parent
It's the Barstool
thing.
Parent
they
thing.
Can't
I was
help
like,
themselves.
You got to cool it off. I was like, you're going to get
in the mud.
Mixed up in it. And then I'm going to hear about it. And I am hearing about it.
That's
so I was like,
so
you got to
stop.
But she felt bad. But mom, if you're listening, you have free reign to go after all the Taylor Swift haters. That is a fight we will fight together.
Oh, also, I wanted to bring up very quickly, Travis did say that he's not going to the Grammys.
Okay, so that's good to know.
He confirmed on Pat McAfee
today. I think that's right. I didn't watch that whole thing.
Yeah, he just said that he would
McAfee.
Love to be there. He would love to watch her win every award that she's nominated for, but he cannot attend.
Got it.
Due to football circumstances.
Which I think that we knew.
Yeah.
I think we knew that.
I think on Monday we were like, He probably does have stuff.
Totally.
But it would have been nice.
It would have been nice. Like, we were very hopeful of it. But yes, it also, yeah, it doesn't look great to be, like, at the Grammys and then, you know, I think someone else posted it, like, God forbid they lose, you know what I mean? And then it turns back to, like, well, if Travis wasn't at the Grammys on Sunday, maybe they would have won.
Right,
you know
exactly.
What I'm saying? Like, you don't
exactly.
even want to bring anything in terms of smoke. So, I mean, when it comes to Taylor and Travis and the Super Bowl and the Grammys, whatever. But I'm so excited to see Taylor regardless.
Too.
Ooh, I wonder what she's going to wear.
I know. Okay, let's do one more voicemail and then we can jump into the DMs.
Perfect.
Cool. All right, this is from my friend, actually.
Ooh.
Hey, Kian, Kelly. This is Krista.
Hey,
big
girl.
Fan of the show. I just, I have a topic that I want to just open up the floor for you guys to talk about. I don't want to give my opinion on the topic, but I would love you to talk about Taylor Swift's style and her red lipstick. Separate from
red lipstick.
Maybe your opinions on her individually. I just want to know your thoughts about her style because I love Taylor Swift, but that's one area I just feel a little bit controversial about, as well as the red lip.
Does
the red lip not get all over Travis? She's mastered that. I will give it to her.
Yes.
Yeah, but keep up the good work, girls. Lay all day, and talk to you soon. Wow.
Thanks, Cray.
Thanks, Queen.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is a question because I feel like I usually am a champion for her style.
Yeah, you are.
But I do know that it's not for everyone.
Right.
And I know that some people think that that she doesn't have style. That's kind of a conversation that's been brought up. I think one. She, when it comes to award shows, you know, ceremonies, things, events that she goes to, I think that she looks amazing always.
Yeah, she has a great red carpet.
Yes, red carpet stylist, general, whatever. I think most of her recent day-to-day outfits, I've really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Maybe not all together, but certainly pieces. I think everything has been really like... kind of like basic, like in a good way though.
Yeah,
like, I don't think that's necessarily
I think
necessarily
there's something like I don't even really know the word, not interesting, but just like I don't know, applaudable. Is that even a word? Just the way that she doesn't have this va va voom when it comes to her style. Like she keeps it very clean, very classic, and sometimes you have to appreciate that. Just because I feel like everyone. Is trying to have this like insane personal style, you know, think out of the box, what's the next best thing? And she knows what she likes.
Yes.
And she loves a good sweater, loves a good skirt, and loves a good knee-high boot.
Of course. And what's wrong with that?
And that is the best outfit, like, for any, I mean, look at,
I dress like Taylor Swift all the time, this is how I dress. Like, I've always dressed tights in the wintertime, tights exclusively.
Yeah.
Like I love tights, I love a skirt, I love a turtleneck. Like that's my vibe. I love a high knee knee-high boot. Like I love all those things. That's just winter fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that she just kind of dresses normal. Like she doesn't
quiet
like Taylor
luxury.
Swift and I have similar clothing items, some of which I bought maybe because she wore them first.
Yeah.
I think that means that she's like a little more down to earth than most
celebrities. Totally.
She also
you can copy her outfits way easier than like Rihanna or someone like that who wears like crazy pieces.
And like Rihanna, I don't think, or unlike Rihanna, I should say, I don't think Taylor is looking to be fashion icon versus all of the people who are fashionable, like Rihanna, like Beyonce, like whoever. And also, we don't really see Beyonce much outside of like whatever she's doing.
Yeah, I guess like Hailey Bieber.
Like Beyonce doesn't walk around in the streets.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like we don't really see casual Beyonce.
Who's like a fashion icon?
A fashion
definitely
icon.
Rihanna.
Rihanna for sure.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga, yes and no. Lady Gaga, when it comes to like her tour outfits and her, you know, red carpet appearances, obviously she's an artist in her fashion, so that kind of makes sense. But Taylor doesn't make, like, fashion is not her number one priority, and it never has been.
Right.
I think that the only time where it's like relevant to her in her music videos and things where she you know she sends messages through it.
Oh, Zendaya.
Zendaya. Oh god.
Zendaya,
oh my god, of course.
Zendaya is
Florence
the fashion
Pugh,
icon.
Florence Pugh
speaking
Florence of the
Dune
cast.
Yeah.
All that whole crew, anybody that's like goes to Cannes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that whole crew, like those people are really trying to like make a statement with their fashion choices. And I think Taylor just wants to look cute mm-hmm. and get to where she's going to.
Yeah.
And it doesn't bother me. And I think that if she were to start acting like she's this like fashion icon, then I'd be like, okay, what? But I also think that she's never pretended to be someone she's not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That she just, yeah, she loves a sweater.
Yeah,
she loves
that she keeps her style pretty basic. Like,
I think her style is very British.
Ooh.
Sometimes.
Yeah, totally. And I think her style's, like, low-key gotten better over the course of the years.
Definitely. Way better than it used to be, I think.
Yeah.
The only
outfit I didn't like that I can remember off the top of my head is that green dress with the snakeskin boots.
That's the only one that I think really, or no, a lot people are always kind of, like, quote-unquote bored by her outfits, but that one people really had a problem with, the crushed green velvet dress with the boots. I loved the boots separately.
I like the boots, yes.
With the dress, but that's also an outfit that I would, in my house, be like, God, I have nothing to fucking wear tonight. I hate everything that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put these two together and go to dinner. Like, I'm going to be late if I don't.
Yeah.
And then I show up and then, you know, it's God forbid someone takes 1,000 photos of me wearing an outfit I threw together because I was rushing and I wasn't thinking very much. And that is what that outfit kind of made me think of, you know?
I agree.
So I can't throw my stones too hard. But yeah, people have beef with her style. I am not one of them, but I understand where they come from.
Yeah, I agree. And the red lip. Listen.
Oh yeah, the red lip.
I think she's the only person in the world that I think can rock a red lip.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
I think that Taylor has.
She just has the face.
She's got, like, the face for it. She has the lips for it.
Yeah.
It's been a part of her look
forever,
for her entire career. She always is, you know, going back to it. And she's wearing red, especially at the Chiefs game. Red,
support, it's perfect.
Like, whatever.
Yeah.
It works on her. And her alone,
yeah,
I think.
I would never wear a red lip.
Never. People say that her lip, the red lip color that she uses is Pat McGrath. I'm not sure how true that is, but apparently that is the red lip that she uses. It's like, you know.
Transfer-proof?
Yeah, something. I don't know the exact
high
product,
tech.
But
yeah.
Apparently it's Pat McGrath. That's what people say online.
That's not surprising. Pat McGrath is like super luxury, right?
Totally, yeah.
Same
as like... anybody, you know, like a Dior or something,
right?
Like similar. I think also the one that Rihanna uses is MAC. Rihanna uses a MAC red lip.
Okay.
And
Rihanna also can pull off a red lip.
Yes, Rihanna can, of course, she can pull off anything. But that, I don't know. Yeah, this is like a side Rihanna hype.
Yeah,
I fucking love her.
I mean, I love Rihanna. Yeah,
same. But so those two, I guess, have that good red lipstick. I actually have the red MAC lipstick. Ooh. That Rihanna allegedly uses.
I could see you rocking a red lip.
It is not cute on me.
Oh.
I've tried. Some people say it is. Actually, no, this is a lie. I did the Surviving Barstool reunion recently, and
you wore a red lip?
I wore a red lip for that. And it was my first red lip, on like probably on camera ever.
Right.
And it looked okay, but in my own head, I'm very critical. And I was like, my lips just aren't, like I have a scar like on my actual lip. So it makes my lips a little uneven, at least to me. No one notices this but me. But like, so I see it and I'm critical of it. And I'm like, whatever. I wish I had big luscious lips to put all that red lipstick on, but I don't.
Yeah.
And I never will. I'm not a fillers girl.
No, so neither am I.
Not it. Not going to happen.
Yeah. But if you want to rock that red lip, then rock that red lip.
Have the confidence.
It takes confidence.
It takes
major
confidence.
You just need
confidence
in yourself.
I wish I had more confidence about it. The transfer proof thing is
tough, too. My sister tried to wear a red lip once in Italy, and like she walked out of the apartment. We were all like, what the fuck? She never wore a red lip. Never wore a red lip again. It was like 3 or 4 years ago, I think. We were like, it was the Kylie lip kit too.
No, of course, right? So it's like extra.
Yeah,
it's like a little much.
Yeah,
like,
and I was like, no.
We all tried it. Yeah. We all bought the red Kylie lip kit, and we all tried to do a red lip, and we all failed,
except
for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So.
This one kind of ties in to what we were talking about with our moms.
Oh, yeah.
This person is 66 years old,
and
they say, her lyrics have helped me put my entire life into perspective.
Aww.
I swear the Eras Tour altered my DNA. I'm curious how your mothers and other older women feel about Taylor. I can't tell if I'm a rare case or if it's normal.
I think that's so lovely.
Yes, sweet.
And I love, thank you for that message, because that to me validates so much in my own listening of Taylor Swift, because we talk about it all the time. And I always say, and you echo similar thoughts, that like she is saying what we can't put into words and what we're feeling, and she just helps us express those feelings.
Yeah.
And it's nice to know that those feelings transcend
all
ages.
No matter age.
It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter when you're listening to her, when you're becoming a fan. You can still become a fan and apply her lyrics to your life. And in terms of my mom fucking loves Taylor Swift. Yeah. Like, not, you know, she likes her more because I love her so much. Yes,
I think that's why my mom got into her too.
Totally. Yeah. And so, but now she sees like the confidence that Taylor Swift gives me. She sees the good that she's doing for women everywhere. She sees a woman who's determined and expresses herself unabashedly and is just like dominating the world.
Totally.
And is like in complete support of her and everything she does. And of course, this podcast.
Yeah. My brother texted me like last week. He goes, "Mom coming home kind of drunk from her happy hour, mumbling, 'Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet?
That's hilarious.
I know. Yeah. She always listens to her when she cleans the house. Like says she always listens to her when she walks the dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly what you said. I don't think it matters what age you are. I mean, you see these 5-year-old little girls who are obsessed with her, and you see these older women who are obsessed with her. It just, no matter the age, no matter what point you are at life, I think Taylor Swift has something that represents what you're going through in that moment. It's completely a beautiful thing that has brought women of all ages together. And it's like, what more could you ask for?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish that, I wish it wasn't just an Instagram story because now it's gone and I can't show you. But Kevin Clancy's daughter is a huge Taylor Swift fan as well. And her mother posted on Instagram a story of his daughter like performing to the camera to I think it was Illicit Affairs.
Oh.
And or it was something similar. Yeah. It might have been Tolerated.
Okay.
It was Tolerated, actually. Okay. I made you my temple, my mirror, my sky. And the dance was so I forget how old she is. She's not even 10 yet, I don't think, she's young. And her movement and the passion behind the dancing, she was dancing exactly like Taylor in the concert, like during the concert. And it was so, like, you could see the fire behind it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And I replied, I replied, fire emojis, and then I was talking with her mother, and she was like, "I was hoping you'd see this.
Yeah,
like, she's
so great."
And
cute.
I was like, that passion is unbelievable.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I love it.
And it gives little girls confidence, too.
Completely. Yeah, yeah. Completely. It was just, it was awesome.
That's really cute.
And I love seeing that shit, especially when it pops up, like, as a surprise. Like, I didn't expect to see it. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, it touches your heart every time you see someone being inspired by her, feeling like they're gonna be able to get through something because they're listening to one of her songs.
Totally.
It makes you feel good.
Okay, this person says, this is funny, "What should I do if my boyfriend doesn't like Taylor Swift?"
Dump him.
Dump his ass.
Dump him.
Dump his ass.
But
I think, you know, there's a line.
Yes.
If you put on Taylor Swift and he's like, "Turn this off, like, I hate her, she's so annoying," dump him.
Yes.
Like, that's a red flag.
Yes.
If he's like, "Oh, I don't really like her. Like I like that you like her. Like, you can listen to her, whatever. Like, you can play her. I don't really care." Then that's fine. Like, not every guy's going to love Taylor Swift. Not every girl's going to love. Not every person's going to love Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
You may be delusional and maybe have a brain injury.
Right. Maybe something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
But
that's okay.
Okay, fine, fine. Couldn't have said about it myself. There are exactly two kinds of boyfriends. One, the one who's unbothered by your love but doesn't share the same passion, and two, is annoyed by your love of it and goes out of his way to shit on it.
Yes.
And that is the person that you don't want in your life.
You do
because
not,
if they don't support you liking,
it has nothing even to do with Taylor
artist,
Swift. Yeah, right. It's just like your likes in general.
If you already have a problem with you liking musical artists as much as you do, and your boyfriend having like a real actual problem with it and not just being like, "That's cute, honey."
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. It's the same way if girls that are dating guys who are obsessed with sports and things
That.
That's cute, honey. Like, enjoy that.
Yeah,
time.
Have your fun.
Football, whatever.
Yeah.
You can, all day long, you can do that about Taylor
Swift. But if
you're,
like, forcing him to, like, not watch the game
if
or, like,
fuck this, turn this shit off, blah, 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 blah. That's insane.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Someone else's yum.
Can't yuck someone else's yum. And I think that that it is important to recognize that the people who won't support your passions or support anything that you are excited about are not going to support you in times when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's a crazy thing to say.
Yeah,
you know
totally.
What I mean?
No,
like,
totally.
If you can't count on
it's
them to support you for something.
It's the orange peel theory.
No, it totally is. It is the orange peel theory.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And, like, you know, you have to find people that can tolerate and respect what you like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, then you can't have a healthy relationship.
Taylor's more loyal to you than your boyfriend at this point.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, and I don't know if I have the answer to this one, but what was the first song you heard by Taylor Swift?
Oh, Great question.
I know. I can't even remember. I think mine was...
Probably Teardrops on My Guitar.
I think mine was Love Story. I want to say either Love Story or You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
I feel like I must have heard it on the radio.
You know what? It's Tim McGraw. I'm wrong.
Okay.
Tim McGraw was the first song that I heard of Taylor Swift. I remember hearing it in the car, and I think my dad put it on. Or it was on the radio or something, and he had heard about it and was like, oh, yeah, this new, like, country artist, whatever. And it was really good, and we liked country at the time because my mom is a huge country music fan. And so I don't know how intense she is about it now, but she used to be a massive, like, Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, like, that kind of fan. So when that song came out, I thought it was so good, playing it all the time. Teardrops on My Guitar was fantastic. That was a good, like, kind of song that you want to think about a boyfriend about it. But it was cutesy at the same time.
Yeah.
I was a little old when I heard it for the first time. And then, everything about that, you know, Picture to Burn. Fucking love that shit.
Yeah, like, I know.
All these songs, like, I remember vividly, like, driving around in my own car playing Taylor Swift songs. Because I had just gotten my license. Or no, I think I was, like, had my learner's permit, which in New Jersey is 16.
I remember... sixth grade, tied together with a smile. Or no, sorry. What's the one? Stay Beautiful.
Stay Beautiful.
Corey's eyes are like a jungle. My friend had a crush on a guy named Corey. So she would always play that song.
Yeah.
And that's like when I first started getting into Taylor Swift, I guess.
Totally.
I don't think that was the first Taylor Swift song I ever heard. I can't remember.
The story I just told, I think, is my...
Yeah.
excuse me, I'm sorry. Is the best guess I think I have to it. I know that those two songs were the first songs of hers that I knew about.
Like, right.
I obviously didn't know others at that time. And I think right around that time is when other albums started coming out, within the subsequent years.
Right.
So I fell off, and I feel like I've said this before publicly, maybe not. Ooh. I fell off for a little while on when Red came out.
Because I remember I was in
college.
Yeah.
And I say that not as an excuse, but as all I was listening to at that time was whatever was playing at the Sig House.
Right, right.
And like watching American
Trap
Horror
Beats,
Story.
Yeah.
Trap Beats. And like watching American Horror Story on TV.
Yeah.
And like tweeting. Like that's all I was doing all through college. And
honestly,
and I fell off on a lot of things. Movies I fell off on.
Yeah.
I always tell Jeff D. Lowe for the Dozen that whenever he, you know, puts these matches on, and if I don't get the movie questions right, it depends on the year that those movies were involved, because between 2009 and 2013
I was drunk. Yeah.
I was being annoying and I was not paying attention
to
pop
culture.
Yeah,
you were in your party girl era.
Yeah, I really was bad.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yep. So I fell off for Red, but Speak Now, obviously, like I've talked about before, Harness My Soul. But yeah, I think debut album had some good ones to
totally
in
yeah
at the time.
Okay. When do you think the next time, this is from Lissa, by the way.
Shout out, Lissa.
When do we think the next time Taylor features, my brain just broke.
Yep.
Taylor features on a song or someone else's album. I might be wrong, but I haven't seen her be a feature in a long time besides The Joker and the Queen by Ed Sheeran. Is Mother too good for features? In quotes, the answer is yes.
I think the answer is yes. But I also think that...
I love the songs that she's featured on, though. Like Renegade is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And
I love The Joker and the Queen. People want to shit on Ed Sheeran,
but I
love it. I think it's a really sweet song. How was I to know? Oh, it's just so sweet.
I literally never listened to it.
What you called my bluff. It's like, it's this whole thing. It's a really cute song. It's certainly not like a top 10 song in any capacity. Because, you know, and people have mixed feelings on Ed Sheeran. I personally love Ed Sheeran. So I love the song.
Ed Sheeran has bangers.
He's got bangers. And I think he's a sweet guy. And people make fun of him. And I'm like, who's shitting on Ed Sheeran?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same way that people shit on like Nickelback. I'm like, for what? I just love him. I'll go to bat for him any day. But I think that Taylor being featured on a song now means something different than her just popping on and hanging out. I think that she is featured on her best fucking friend Ed Sheeran's song because he's her best fucking friend.
Yeah.
And of course,
it's all intentional. Like,
it's all intentional.
Yeah, she wouldn't just do it for a check, I feel like.
I think that it's hard to gauge herself featuring another or being featured on another artist's work in turn has her like vouching for their entire body of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
versus her having someone else on one of her tracks, I think vouches for them as an artist, but not vouches for everything that they do.
Right. I agree with
and
that.
And I think that that's a line we have to think about.
She'll definitely have features on Reputation, I feel like.
Totally.
Well, she has to with Endgame, right?
Because has to with Endgame.
Unless she does like another. Unless she does like another Bad Blood thing where she does one with and one without.
Right. Which she might.
Yeah.
Which she could. Would be great.
Yeah.
But I think that it just means so much more for her to be featured on someone else's work than for someone else to be featured on hers. And for her, I mean, in terms of what she says. And I also think that she likes to, or she went through a phase where she was writing and helping to collaborate on a lot of other people's work without wanting to be named. Mm-hmm. Like she made that pseudonym or pen name, whatever, Nils Soderborn or whatever.
Right.
That's the one that she had when she was helping out Calvin Harris.
Right.
That scumbag piece of shit. And so, that I think I'm sure that there are other things where she has her hands in it,
right?
And we just don't know because she does like to help other people. But putting her name on it, I think, is something else entirely.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but yeah, I mean, who would we want to see her do a feature with? Like, be on as a feature? I can't think of anybody at the moment.
Sabrina Carpenter
for sure,
or like any of my pop girls. Sabrina Carpenter, Gracie Abrams, Claro.
Yep. I want Beyonce bad.
Oh, Beyonce would be good.
Bad,
yeah.
I want it.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, well, she already did Phoebe Bridgers, duh.
Yeah.
That's like it for me.
I don't know if I want crossover between Taylor Swift and Olivia Rodrigo anymore. Ooh. I've kind of separated them in my head.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
And I'm a fan of Olivia.
They have very different sounds too.
Very different sounds.
Yeah.
And I think I love Olivia as well.
I would love for Taylor to release a, when she did I Miss You, I'm Sorry with Gracie Abrams in the Cincinnati show.
Yep.
Or Cleveland show, Cincinnati, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would like them to release that on Spotify because
do
I love
think,
that song.
We've talked about this before, but do we think at any point we get an Eras Tour set list live
album
with all of the people that, all the surprise songs, all the features?
Maybe.
You know?
I could see it happening,
like, no
for sure.
No duplicates, like just like everything. Like,
right.
Just everything, like a live version of it all.
I would
like
love
a
that.
A lot of artists do that. They do live.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, totally.
Especially when they have tours.
Like
so
a Red
big.
Rocks or something. Yeah, totally. I would love it. I don't know because I feel like she has so much other stuff.
I know. She's got so much going on.
Yeah.
We're greedy.
I know.
We're so greedy.
I know.
And it's like, I'm sorry. It's hard not to be when we're gifted with such magic.
Yes. Okay? Yes. That's facts.
It's hard.
Okay. I think this one would be like a fun last one.
Perfect.
This is from Christina and she says, what are your favorite songs from each album?
Oh,
so I feel like we
so
should
impossible,
go through each album
okay.
and just pick one.
Okay.
No questions asked.
All right. It is so hard
yes.
to do this, but yes. All right. Let's go first to debut.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. And
very hard to find debut.
Yes.
Debut is very buried.
I already have mine.
2006.
Yeah.
Let me do a little look-see. Oh, fuck. This is hard for me.
I know.
I'm between two.
Yeah, I'm between two, too.
What are your...
So my number one would be I'm Only Me When I'm With You.
Okay,
love that song, it makes me feel good every time. And then 1A would be Mary's Song, because I love that song. It's so
good.
Cute.
Love that. Okay. My 1A and 1B, similar vibe, can show you the kind of person I was
yeah.
in 2006, 7, whatever. It's Picture to Burn and Should Have Said No.
Oh, yeah.
I can't choose between
yeah.
the two of them. They're both so good.
Bangers.
Picture me running around, you know, Flemington, New Jersey in
totally.
My red Mustang convertible, screaming, just another yeah. picture.
Going
the original lyrics.
Yeah, I
tell
say,
my friends you're
yeah,
gay.
The homophobic version.
Yeah, the
yeah,
homophobic
yeah.
version.
So
I
funny.
Loved it. Oh, God. Good times.
Okay. Fearless.
Okay.
Mine is The Other Side of the Door.
Are we counting Taylor's version or originals?
Oh, like Vault Tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do Vault Tracks
okay,
too.
Okay.
But yeah, mine is definitely The Other Side of the Door.
Damn. Mine, I think, is...
Other side
I think if I'm going back to my core, I've since like kind of changed it up, ones I like more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to my core, it's Forever and Always.
Yeah.
I fucking love that song. 1B would be You're Not Sorry.
Oh yeah, that's such
that
a good
too.
One too.
Yeah. Again,
Speak Now is hard.
Speak Now is really hard.
Oh, number one would be Last Kiss for me is my favorite. Speak Now, I would say, And then probably 1A would be Dear John. Yes. Yeah.
Your name, forever the name on my lips.
Love it. I would say, that's a good one. Say it again.
One would be Last Kiss, 1A would be Dear John.
Got it. Oof. One for me. Fucking love that song. I have 1A, B, and C. I'm sorry. I can't control myself. 1A, Story of Us. 1B is Dear John. And 1C is Haunted.
Wow.
I love Haunted.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm haunted. Yeah.
Can't go back. I'm haunted.
So good.
Red, low key.
I put my phone down.
Red is like all the tracks for me.
Same.
One has to be 10 Minute All Too Well.
Yep.
And then like.
Let's do a joint 10 Minute All Too Well.
Yeah. Untouchable.
Untouchable. It's too good.
So then my one would be I Bet You Think About Me. And then my 1A would be Nothing New.
I have the exact same.
And 1C would be Holy Ground.
I have the exact same 1A, which is I Bet You Think About Me. That is, I might even like that one.
And
1D
would be State of Grace.
Yes. Listen, we love them all.
Yeah.
I think that I Bet You Think About Me, it can go toe-to-toe with All Too Well 10-Minute Version for me. I really love that fucking song.
The end of that song is so good.
I love it.
And your organic shoes and your million-dollar couch.
I bet you think about me.
Yeah, banger. Yes.
Okay, so that might be far and away. Again, I came in too late on Red. I since gained a much bigger love for it since the re-recorded version came out. But that song fucking goes.
Yeah.
And it's just too good.
So would that be your
one?
I
think that's my number. I think that's my one. My number one. Yeah.
1989.
Ooh, this one's hard too. Vault tracks. Speaking of me. No, I mean.
I'd have to do Is It Over Now would be one for me.
For sure.
And Clean 1B.
Oh.
And Wonderland 1C.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Blank Space. I have to be real.
You love Blank Space.
Like that song.
That's like your song.
Original album came out. That song ruled my world for like a long time. 1B would be Clean. And all of the Vault tracks, I would say Slut, Is It Over Now, and Now That We Don't Talk.
Yeah, Now That We Don't Talk.
I listen to all three of those on the way to work, like every day.
Yeah.
So that's like, I have to give them shouts.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
And then your fave, Reputation. I think.
Oh, Reputation.
I think Getaway Car has to be one for me. Mm-hmm. But then I also love Delicate.
I fucking love Delicate.
Yeah.
I love Delicate.
It just really describes like the feeling of like that first like, oh my god, like I really like him,
it's
like
so
I don't know
cute,
what to say, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
And the pace of it, like you can, it paints such a, all of her songs paint pictures like nobody's business, but Delicate specifically has so many fine details and scene setting that it really makes you feel like dive bar on the east side, you know,
to be nice, stand in the back, come here, you can meet me in the back,
just so good. And then dark jeans and your Nikes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it really.
Yeah.
Damn, I've never seen that color blue. Like, it's,
it's so cute.
It's so good.
I have chills.
another reason we have to be building up a reputation.
Yeah,
this is my first building block and it was just taken away. Yeah. So that sucks. All right. Anyway. All right. I forgot what we were doing. Reputation.
Yeah, I would say 1A, Getaway Car, 1B, Delicate for me.
Okay. I think that I have to go, 1A is I Did Something Bad.
Yep.
I fucking love that song. 1B, or honestly, like 1A is Don't Blame Me. Those two songs are like so.
That's like a religious experience.
It's a religious experience. Yeah. Religious experience, absolutely. And then if I have to go 1B/C, it's New Year's Day or.
Love New Year's
this
Day.
This is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. I think that This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. Some people think it's like kitschy.
Yeah.
Whatever. It wouldn't be on the top of many people's lists. But that song gets me fucking pumped up for some reason. Like, I don't know why. It just really gets me going. And it's kind of like a, well, you fucked it all up. And this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
And I just kind of like the vibe.
Yeah.
Cool.
Lover.
One
is definitely Death by a Thousand Cuts for me.
You go. Oh my God, Death by a Thousand Cuts, again, doesn't get enough love, even though it gets so much love. It just doesn't get enough love.
And then it's hard because I love, I would put False God, Afterglow, Daylight, like in their own 1B.
They're like a family, those three songs. I fucking love all because
they
of
all
kind of
have the same vibe, like same like sound
that, like,
a little
whispery.
Bit.
Yes. Yeah.
And I love that. So I would put all of those at 1B.
Perfect. I'm going to go...
I even love, like, I Think He Knows, too.
I really love the Lover album. Have we done it? We didn't do it.
We haven't done Lover yet,
We should do that next. No.
I think we should do Evermore next.
Okay, let's do Evermore next.
And then, like, save Lover for maybe, like, summer-ish
vibe. You're right.
You're
so right. Save it for the vibes. Maybe when spring comes along.
Yeah.
Okay. Lover is such a good album.
Or we could do Lover, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God, we could.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Can I go? That's next week. All right, let's see.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. I love, in my head, for some reason, it's already next week.
Yeah.
Death by a Thousand Cuts, I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Number one. Hard number one. Okay. And then number two, A, B, and C are The Man, False God, and I Forgot That You Existed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
They just.
Forgot That You Existed is.
They really get me going. And of course, it's such a good song. And of course, all the other ones are good. Of course, I'm going to sing Lover Top of My Lungs. Of course, I Think He Knows, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Print. Like,
it's nice to have a friend is such an underrated one.
Every single song on here is good.
Yeah.
Even, I'll say this, even me featuring Brendon Urie, I like that song. I'm fine with it. You can stay silent.
Yeah.
I will stand up for me.
Because, no comment.
Because I like it. And it's cute. And I put it on and I'm like, oh, fun. Like, it's just an unserious song.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I'll never
stand
forget
up for
when
me.
I heard that song for the first time after Avengers.
That was a hard
Endgame came out. And I got into my car, put it on, and I started crying even harder because I was like, Taylor Swift, she stinks. What happened?
I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's a me.
Folklore is so hard. But
Folklore will be
impossible.
It
definitely is. My Tears Ricochet for me is one.
That's
number
fair.
One.
Oh, mine is The Lakes.
Right.
Far and away. The Lakes and then Mirrorball.
Mirrorball, This Is Me Trying.
This Is Me. I go Illicit Affairs over This Is Me Trying. Illicit Affairs really, really speaks to me. And Hoax. Hoax does
Hoax
not get enough
Hoax is so
love.
Good. Yeah, Hoax is
Hoax
underrated.
Is so good.
You know I left a part of me back in New York. You know you won, so what's the... that's the wrong part.
I
want to
keep and score. Yeah.
You know it still hurts underneath
my
scars
when they pulled me apart.
But what you did
was just
as
dark.
Yeah, so good. Evermore, Right Where You Left Me is number one for me.
Yep.
Then Cowboy Like Me is 1A. Happiness is 1B. And It's Time to Go is 1C.
Mine is...
And Champagne Problems is 1D.
Number one for me on this is Champagne Problems. I'm a Champagne Problems girl. 1A, B, and C, I'm going to go Ivy. I don't think Ivy gets enough love.
Nice, love Ivy.
Long story short.
Yeah,
I love
that too.
I love that song.
So, yeah.
And also...
it's fire.
Willow. Willow doesn't get enough love, in my opinion. Life is
I like
a
Willow.
And it bends right to your window.
Me
I fucking love Willow.
Time again. Yeah.
I
okay, and then last.
Okay.
Midnights. And.
Meet me at midnight.
I think I'm going to do
I sound
one.
Like a
yeah, you did. Thanks. I think I'm going to do one. You're Losing Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
1A, You're On Your Own Kid.
Mm-hmm.
1B, Midnight Rain.
Fantastic.
1C, Labyrinth.
Love it. Love
I'm really in my Midnights era right now, so I've been
big
listening
time.
To all Midnights. Yeah.
Midnights is a great era to be in.
Yeah.
I think I am equally in both Midnights and Reputation.
Yeah.
More Midnights, I would say, but with Reputation so close upon us,
right.
Like, I'm starting to draw the parallels again, but Midnights really feels like where I'm at right now. My number one is Maroon. And one that's far and away, even though I love everything else on here. I would say A, B, and C. I love Labyrinth. I love Question. And I also think that, You're Losing Me, obviously, is on there as well. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going to list the whole album. But I really like all these songs. Oh, my God. Can I tell you a horrible dream I had last night? I tweeted about it this morning. I had a dream last night. We're stressed out at work. I am, personally. And I don't have dreams. I have nightmares.
Oh.
Like, the only, which is not ideal. I don't know how, why that is. I think it's because I bottle up a lot during the day.
Okay.
Like, stress-wise and otherwise. But I don't know if I've had a good dream in years.
Oh, gosh. Like,
it's a weird thing. So usually I smoke a shit ton of weed before bed and I don't
dream
at all.
So you don't dream, right?
Yeah, so I don't dream at all, which it always works. It's always great.
Yeah.
Sometimes a nightmare will slip past.
Oof.
And last night was one of those nights. Mm. I had a dream that I was being waterboarded while Bejeweled played in the background on a loop.
Goosh. That's awful. That's
terrible.
Like torture. I mean, that is torture, but
torture.
That's like
I woke up like choke, like sputtering.
Oh.
And it's crazy. I don't know what I was choking on. I must have been choking on like I'm getting over another fucking cold.
Yeah.
So I must have been like choking on like phlegm or whatever. And this manifested in this way. And I had to wake myself up. And it was so horrible.
Jesus.
And it kind of makes sense though. Like
no, totally.
I walk around like, ooh, I'm bejeweled. Like, best believe I'm still bejeweled.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I still make the whole place shimmer.
But on the inside, and I'm getting
you're all this hate.
Waterboarded.
Yeah, I'm getting
damn.
All this hate, and like nobody's letting me be jeweled.
Damn.
Listen, isn't that crazy?
Dreams always have deeper meanings.
I know.
Always, always, always. I've had dreams that have literally predicted the future.
Yep.
That
always.
I think is kind of an accurate representation
no, it really
of the past
feels,
week.
Yes,
yeah.
It really is. And
yeah,
so I kind of am like, damn, okay. No,
yeah.
It really is. So I'm like, damn, all right. So I got to start, you know, I'm going to smoke more weed tonight than I did last night. Because we're not addressing this right now.
No.
Reputation Taylor Swift is not out yet. We can't address it.
Yeah.
So I think that it's interesting how these things, even things that you love, can like go deep into your brain.
Totally.
And Bejeweled from the Midnight's album has really gotten me.
Yeah.
Gotten me in there. But I love that fucking song. And I still love that
oh,
song.
Love
I gotta
that
listen,
song.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home
Best
today. To
make I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer.
And when I meet the band, they ask,
do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
Love it.
Banger.
Love it. All right. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was so fun.
What a fun time.
Yes.
It put me in a really good mood. Thank you guys so
yeah,
much
that did
for,
put me in a good mood.
For DMing us, texting us, leaving voicemails.
Yes.
We look forward to doing this for you guys and with you guys every Thursday moving forward. And keep your eyes peeled, ears peeled for Tuesday with a new regular episode
yep.
on all the comings and goings of our girl.
Yep.
And we'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.